What should I have said?
Was it okay for me to do that?
What was the right way to react?
Was it okay for me to step in? How do I know what was right?
It's a modern dilemma.
Oh, the perils of modern communication. Emoji or not to emoji? That is the question. Sally of Portland in Victoria, we're using the term Sally because that's not her real name, has sent us this one. Ever since my mature age peers purchased smartphones, I am inundated with unnecessary emojis, either within a message or tacked onto it minutes later. At first, I thought my friends were very enterprising, searching for an appropriate image to match the text. Am I alone, says Sally, in feeling irritation when an online conversation is obviously complete and then some minutes elapse and suddenly there's another ping that disturbs the peace? Often by then I've moved on to another online task, a different conversation, or even an activity in the real world. Oh, the horror. If I'm expecting to hear from someone official, perhaps confirmation of an appointment, I do not appreciate a line of clouds, wine glasses, flowers, trains, etc., relating to 20 minutes earlier. Sally goes on, I have been brave enough to admit this allergy to trusted family members, but there are others I am loath to offend. Please help me, wine glasses, etc., maintain a safe blood pressure or come up with a permanent solution short of blocking these overusers. So I think you get the picture. Not a smiley face, let's put it that way. In Sally's case, no pictures, please. How would you suggest she address her emoji overload? Do you use them? Our Facebook response says, yes, you do, overwhelmingly. You can leave a post on Facebook. Comedian Cal Wilson and documentary maker Mike Williams are at the ready for this one. Cal, Mike, hello.
Hello.
G'day.
Thanks for coming in person and not sending you a virtual emoji. Mike, how do you feel about emojis in your life?
It's a big issue. I get where Sally's coming from. I was actually anti-emoji for a long time. Maybe it has something to do with the fact my mum used them a lot. My mum used them heaps. But like a lot of older Australians, I think it turns out my mum was actually an early adopter in this sense, because I've started to dabble with the emoji and I've come to realise...
You make it sound like witchcraft. I'm dabbling with the emoji.
Well, I do think it takes some time to build up your emoji skills, because the English language, it's fantastic, but it does have its limitations. And as they say, a picture tells 1,000 words. You can use them ironically as well, but it can help with a conversation.
Ah, okay. Cal Wilson.
Yes.
Are you of like mind?
I am, actually. It took me a while. I didn't like them for a start because it felt lazy, because you kind of, write something. But actually, it's a great shorthand to, if you just send back like a heartbreak.
I have to say,
emoji.
I'm the same. I first said, how deeply insulting that you think you can encapture the nuances of my complex tapestry of relationship with the world with these stupid faces.
Turns out you can.
You can.
You can.
I am that shallow.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
What I'm finding interesting about Sally is that she's objecting to people responding to her 20 minutes later. It's just being dragged back into the past. And she's saying, I've moved on. Or maybe they moved on before they sent their reply. Maybe they were doing something important as well. The simple solution for Sally is just to, if she doesn't want a response, she just puts NRN at the end of her text message, which means no response necessary.
Oh, good. Not Radio National.
Well, it could be that.
No, let's not do that, though.
After this segment, maybe she will be saying that.
Mike, I've never actually experienced what Sally's alluding to in her complaint here, because I can't think of a conversation where the emoji didn't go with the original message. I mean, if you keep conversing, you'll get more emojis, but to have a gap and then 20 minutes later suddenly, an asparagus pop up or an eggplant or a champagne bottle, I don't think I've ever found that. Have you had that experience?
It's a vicious cycle, isn't it? The more messages you send, the more emojis you get back. But I think in Sally's case, if she's getting messages with clouds, wine glasses, flowers, she sounds like she has great friends. I want to be part of this conversation. What's going on there?
Well, clearly they're drunk and their head's in the clouds. I mean,
that kind of ties into my other idea for Sally, is that she can play a drinking game and that every time she gets a picture of a champagne bottle, she has to take a drink, or every time she gets that dancing woman in the red dress, she's got to go out and dance. Like, turn it into something fun for yourself, but also you need to know the codes of emojis, because if someone's sending you an eggplant, they're not sending you an eggplant.
Do you want to explain that?
Well, I don't know if I'm allowed to.
No, maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe not. Look it up.
I think you brought up a really good point there, Cal. There is some literacy needed around the emoji, because there are some, you know, when you start off, there are some emojis. I had a former boss who sent me the emoji of the smiley face upside down. So not the frowning face. It was a smiling face, just upside down. And I still, to this day, I'm not 100% sure what that emoji means.
Oh, I'm not either.
I was hoping you'd clear it up. I thought you were on the precipice of finally breaking through on this one, because I never got it either.
Well, I thought you would. That's why I came on. But
this is a debacle.
Text us if you know what it means.
Tell us. Yeah. But we have the pencil license and we have a pen license. Do we need an emoji license?
I think
mandatory.
That's
for school kids.
License to bear emojis. Yeah.
Well, my dad, when he first got a mobile phone, bought a little book of text speak so that he would be able to. And so he was into this C-U-L-8-T-E-R, see you later kind of stuff. But you do have to be careful. Like my mum for a while thought LOL was lots of love rather than laugh out loud. Yeah. So
Either way, that's a nice outcome.
Well, kind of, unless you say, you know, your Aunt Marge has died. LOL. Like, you've got to be
lots
careful.
Lots of love. Yeah. It reminds me of that lovely scene in, I think, the first series of Modern Family, where the husband, who I can't remember his name, the actor, but he goes, WTF, why the face? You know, which I've always loved.
Yeah.
So, look, back to this, though, and poor Sally and what she's dealing with there. If she is getting these kind of delayed illustrations in her text feed and they're actually really peeving her, what options do you think she has, Mike?
Well, I think there's a bit of acceptance that needs to go on here. The emoji's not going away. So, you know, short of getting new friends who don't use emojis, I think accepting that the conversation is never quite over. And Sally actually sounds like quite a conscientious person. Maybe she feels obliged to reply, or she doesn't know how to reply. I would just say to Sally, totally fine. If somebody is sending you an emoji, it doesn't necessarily need a reply. The other thing I'd say, maybe Sally, you could start to dabble in emojis, maybe find some that you like.
As fight
maybe
back.
See what happens. Well, not as fight back, maybe to learn. But I think Sally could actually, if she started to dabble like Cal and I have, maybe she might start to enjoy it.
Okay, I'm going to come to your response in a sec, Cal, because I want to read out some of the divisive nature of this conversation on Facebook. There's three camps. One of the camps says, oh, get over yourselves. Isn't there something else we can talk about? There's that camp. And that's fair enough.
Oh, maybe.
Thank you. Thanks, Mike. Kristen says, I like emojis. I only have three on my phone, so I enjoy seeing the wide variety out there. Open-minded on that. Idit says, I don't use emojis except the autumn leaves for some reason. That's what it says. It simplifies human emotions to a point of ridicule. I love words, and even though English is my second language, I much prefer the richness of words to express emotions. And then he finished that with an autumn leaf. And then this one, I wanted to read this one. This is from Michael. Let me just read this. I think emojis are a blight on communication. I'd like to see them obliterated. They are childish and betray a semi-literate inarticulateness in one's communication style. It may not be overstating matters to regard them as a serious threat to literacy and clarity of thinking. Michael goes on, and you can read this on Facebook. It's actually beautifully written. And the end, he says, emojis, smileys and their ilk are totally unbecoming of anyone over the age of 5. Childish, inarticulate, completely undignified and illiterate.
Well, to that I say, frowny face.
Shaka.
Pile of poo.
Yes. Yeah. Smiling poo, though.
Smiling poo. That's true. Yeah.
But that's beautiful. Like, you still use language, but emojis are, I reckon, a lovely shorthand. And the person who wrote in and said that English is their second language and they love the words, I guess emoji is a second language for some people.
Yeah.
You know, maybe that's why they find it beautiful.
One piece of advice I'd convey to Sally, not that I'm God's gift on this, but I would say that one of the reasons I continue to use emojis, and I do understand why delayed emojis would peeve you off, but I often put emojis in text now, even though I was resistant at the start, because they convey tone.
Yes.
Mm, yep, definitely.
Because you can be funny or ironic or sarcastic and someone will take it literally and all hell breaks loose.
Yes.
You put an emoji with it and it sort of refines the sense of place of that sentence.
Yes.
It can add nuance to the conversation. I think we're actually in an epidemic in this country of the overuse of the exclamation mark, just to make sure that the tone is always happy and we're ending on an exclamation mark. But if you use an emoji, you can actually reveal more about your tone of what you're trying to get across.
Would you put an emoji in a business email or a business text? Look, I've stunned you both. You're both like, I don't know what to do.
I'm pondering that. I'm thinking about the head of IBM and thinking, I'd like to put a thumbs up.
I'm just trying to think if I already have.
Which is probably why your career's where it's at now,
Mike. Well, upside down smiley face to that.
Which we still don't know what it means.
That means.
So, look, some advice for Sally here. Could she be honest with people and just say, would you mind just pulling back on that?
What she can do if she doesn't want to be honest and she doesn't want to hurt feelings is just say, my phone doesn't read those emojis. Because sometimes, you know, you get a text message and it's just a square box with a question mark in it. She says, you're wasting your eggplants and your dancing ladies on me because all I'm getting is a question mark. Maybe she can do it that way. She
and then they come
honest.
Back and go, if you can't see my emoji, how do you know I'm sending eggplants and dancing ladies?
A good point.
Okay.
Touché.
Sorry, I just thought of it then. But maybe just say, as you said, Carl, just, you know, I'm getting these weird squares. I don't know what they mean. You might as well desist. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else from you, Mike, on that? No?
Upside down smiley face.
Don't. Nah. You're such a teaser. Look, hopefully, Sally, we've got to something there that can help you with this. Maybe just, you know, relax a little bit and tell people who you feel you can that enough emojis are enough, particularly with your very old phone that doesn't work.
Give it a go, Sally.
Mike Williams, Cal Wilson, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks,
that's
Michael.
Modern Dilemma for now. If you have one, don't forget to send it to us, lifematters@abc.net.au.